AK calling Roger. Forgot your call down here. This is November 4, Alpha Kilo, over.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Lima Bravo. Roger. Looks like I got through to you.
Oh, yeah, you're fall clotting. That's fantastic. I'm glad you got excited about the project and got it up. That's fantastic. And I'm sure you are easy for you to call in the net. I'm on an ancient Kenwood tonight. I'm on a TS-798. So I've got my beam turned around toward the repeater, N4AK. Bye.
Yeah, I think the radio's putting out 50 watts. I'm still trying to figure out how to change that.
Okay, well, it's got a little knob there. You'll find it. Just read it. Select your power. You can probably hit the repeater there with 20 watts easy. I don't know what I'm running, to tell you the truth right now. I'm probably running about 20 watts. I need a little more power because I kind of have to shoot through some hills. Fantastic. And you really got the best power supply. And I see, you see on the back, there's that little switch, and you set that so you are always in 13.8 volts. That way you won't hurt your transmitter, over.
Yes, I turned the little switch on, and the knobs on the front, the instructions said that if you set the knobs in the center on the top, then it should stay on 13.8 volts.
Yeah, but what if your kid comes in there and turns the knob and you flip on your rig and it's different? If you will do that switch in the back, it will lock out one of the knobs. It will lock out the knob that will let you adjust the voltage. So you'll automatically always be 13.8, so you can't hurt your transmitter, over.
Get on the back now, and I see a preset off on. And that's all I see on the back.
All right, read your instructions. That's your preset. You push that in. I forgot what you do. Push it in or turn it. And then the knob on the front that adjusts the voltage will no longer move, but the knob that will let you move it around in case you hear some interference will still work. Over.
Okay. Okay, I'll just need to go back and read that again. I did read the instructions, but I didn't quite understand that. So, anyway, I do appreciate your help. You've been very helpful, Glenn, and like I say, I've just got a lot to learn now. And like I say, I did get out this afternoon and get the vertical put up, and so looks like everything's working okay. I also have the other antenna hooked in as well. Hadn't had a chance to try that yet. So anyway, we'll see how it works out. Over.
Well, that is just fantastic. So, but go ahead and do your preset in the back. That'll be a safety feature for you. And you got full quieting on the repeater. And just keep reading in your book because you're going to have to learn a lot of abbreviations. And that'll help you with your programming, your rig there. You're going to have a lot of fun. KQ4WLB, November 4 Alpha Kilo.
That's KQ4WLB, and we'll be clear.